Dude, check, 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 check. I think we're looking better. All right, sorry about that. It was so early on in the stream that I just figured, why not reconfigure? So let's hit those Rogans, everybody. Let me see your Rogans up. And for those of you that are new to this channel, there's an American podcaster by the name of Joe Rogan. He looks like a thumb and a toe. So that's why instead of saying thumbs up, we say Rogan's up. Or if you stub your toe, you say, ah, my Rogan. But the only thing that confuses people is Joe Rogan, the man, is much, 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 much smaller than a thumb. So it's odd getting your bearings. People are saying no sound, but I don't believe them. Hi, everybody. Greetings, all. Rogan's up, everybody. Rogans, let me see the Rogans. Get. All right, so, damn, my audio is dead. Is my audio down? Or are you guys just, is there trolling? No sound, no sound, can't hear you. Okay, one second. Check, check, check. Is there, I got sound? If one person has sound, I know we have sound. I know it's just a stupid Reddit troll thing. Sound is fine? Yeah, of course. Of course it's fine. Bunch of fucking jackasses. Bunch of jackals. All right. You're coming in great. Sweet. Today is called, and we will be getting gravel today. The internet speed is fine, by the way. Just figured a refresh might do it. Everybody's good. And become members to this channel. You can see the streams after I take them down. There's a members only section. And also you get really cool new emojis like Red Pill Rooster, Nichols Fuentes, a nickel, an actual nickel, and a wizard. So those are fun. So today is called The Magical List, JFK, and Two Balls Kane. Today's going to be a really good one if I don't get frustrated about the internet problems. It's not on my end, guys, and it's not on your end. I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's that which connects us. Gravel, gravel. You can hear me? That's fine. Too bad the trolls that our saloon has logos. Yeah. There will be banning, 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 banning. BBM in. Hi, Overbear. Hi, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. All right, so John F. Kennedy was shot on this day. So we will review just a little bit. My mom sent me this. It was 12:30 p.m. on this day in 1963 that President John F. Kennedy was fatally shot while riding in a motorcade in Dallas, Texas. It was the first successful assassination of an American president since 1901, my name. And the only presidential assassination ever caught on film. Almost every American alive at that time remembers where they were when they heard the news. Spell, 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 spell. It wasn't caught on film. We'll get to that. The Warren Commission published a report including that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone in shooting the president, a conclusion that less than half of Americans believe. I would say much less than half. Don DeLay wrote the novel Louis about the Kennedy assassination, and he wrote it in an essay, What Has Become of... Guys, that video that you saw of him getting shot wasn't real. I'll tell you about that video. That was a video made by a guy named Zapruder. We've all heard the Zapruder film, right? Maybe I should just look this up. Zapruder film. One second, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Google, look at those two balls in the cane. All right, Zapruder film. Zapruder film. The Zapruder film is a silent 8mm color motion picture sequence shot by Abraham Zapruder with a Bell and Howell home. All right. Unexpectedly, it ended up. Or no, he was just, checking out Kennedy's motorcade as it passed through DeLay Plaza in Dallas, Texas, on 11/22. Unexpectedly, it ended up capturing the president's assassination. Wow. Even though it's not the only film of the shooting, the Zapruder film has been described as the most complete one, giving a relatively clear view from a somewhat elevated position yada, 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 yada. What you don't know is, where is it? Yeah, especially when I'm working with the Brewers one. All right. It didn't get released for 8 years. You want to know why? Because it was fake. I was trying to find this really good video debunking the whole thing. It was a dummy. The plaza was wrong. The crowds were wrong. Everything about it was stagecraft. They sat on it for 8 years. And, of course, the Bruder himself is a 33-degree Freemason from Israel. So imagine, if you will, and you don't... Listen, it's a fake movie. It's clearly a dummy. It's also... The angles and the plaza is a literal stage, and the crowds are all wrong. Don't take my word for it. And the video showing all this has been scrubbed from YouTube. I even asked Crow if he had it. No one can get the video now because it's true. But you don't have to take my word for it. Imagine, if you will, everyone remembers where they were in 9/11. September 11th, 2001. I don't even remember where I was anymore. I bet that drives them crazy. Jack Ruby was up. Stop. I don't think Kennedy even died. I don't care what you think. That wasn't... Okay, the Zapruder film was released 8 years later. Imagine, just imagine if right now, after September 11th, the main video of September 11th was released in 2009. And it was shot by a 33-degree Freemason from Israel. And you could see that it was claymation. Just imagine. Can you imagine? I can. That would be insane. But Big Bear, what about Babushka lady? It's just stupid. Okay, so this is my recommendation. This is why I never really cover Kennedy. Is because it's all nonsense. Well, I don't think it was Lee Harvey Oswald. Jack Ruby, his real name was Jack Rubenstein, and he worked for... Stop. It doesn't matter. It's all nonsense. Like, the whole thing is designed to confuse you so that you don't wake up to your own life and your own reality. It's just the truth. I don't think JFK died in Dallas. No. He definitely did. In my opinion. I don't know, but that video was fake. That video could... He could have died. Maybe he got shot by eight people and it was bam, 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 you know. And then later and for some reason, Jackie just got almost no blood on her. And then later they realized that people weren't buying it. So they wanted to really cement an image. So they did a fake video. The Zapruder video is fake. Abraham Zapruder. He released that video 8 years after. That wasn't like... The FBI collected everybody's videos that day and said, "Whoa, we really got a picture." No. Yeah, 11-22-63. 9/11 encoded. It's just like the Berlin, was it Munich massacre, quote unquote, of the Israeli athletes. Does anyone know about all that? They were killed by Black September. They kidnapped 11 and killed 2, leaving 9. So 9/11 from Black September. And of course, they were all grabbers who had just watched Fiddler on the Roof. You can't make this shit up. Oswald died. Doesn't matter. The whole thing is fake. It's kind of like NASA when some people are like, "Well, check out this thing from NASA." I'm like, once you see that it's nonsense, don't believe anything they say. I don't know if Kennedy was alive or dead or if he became Jimmy Carter or if he got his... brains blown out that day. I'll never know, and I don't care. You got to don't get emotionally attached, because just like they'll emotionally pull you in with hoax shootings and all this stuff, they'll also emotionally pull you in with conspiracies. Black Track guys, wow, so much gravy. Yeah, Black September kidnapped 11 Israelis and killed 2, leaving 9. 9/11, Black September, 1972, 1 year after Fiddler. It's all stagecraft. What if they killed Kennedy before? I'll tell you what. Kennedy was a homo. This is a great video from Mountain Bear. And then we have a actual footage of Nick Fuentes and me debating. Okay, one thing I will say about JFK is he was a flaming homosexual. Mountain Bear made this. And this is what I want all of the channels associated with me to be like. Like, this video got 51,000 views on Mountain Bear's channel. That's where I want Stationary Wilburys, Anchor Bear, Owen Benjamin Gravy, Owen Benjamin Bear Cave, I'm Not Owen Benjamin. Like, I want all of you guys to be able to succeed, like, get to your own level where you don't need me anymore. That's my goal. And Mountain Bear is there. And he's a real success story that we can all look to and see. Like, this video got 51,000 views. His global warming one got like 500,000. And that's not including Twitter and stuff. It's awesome. All right, so check this out. This is called Presenting Evidence to a Baby Boomer that JFK was in fact a homosexual.
This is John F. Kennedy's best friend. His name was Lem. Lem. He was a homosexual. President, he wanted nothing more than his best friend, who was an open homosexual, to live with him in the White House. How dare you go after John F. Kennedy? He was a veteran war hero. It's not like he was wearing matching gay guy short shorts, shirtless, arm in arm with the guy. Oh, yeah? What about this? Arm in arm in matching short shorts. John F. Kennedy, of course, being shirtless, and his studly homosexual best friend that he stays close with his entire life, smiling like he just sucked a dick. How dare you, Big Bear? How fucking double dog dare you? I'm a baby boomer, okay? That clearly is just two young men. One just so happens to be a homosexual. There's nothing gay going on there. It's not like they're petting a dog together or anything. What if they're petting a little puppy together in white linen pants? How dare you, Big Bear? I'm a baby boomer. But that's a man that put a man on the fucking moon. What did you do? He's not homosexual, petting a puppy. Listen, I was with you as a fan. I was with you as a fan when you were going after the goddamn liberals. And then even when you came at your own Crowder. But now that you're attacking an American patriot as a homosexual, how fucking dare you? I mean, it's not as if he was in a barbershop quartet together. You've gone too far this time. That's the man that put a man on the goddamn moon and made black people and white people equal forever. The same exact cock length and everything. And now you're trying to say he's a homosexual. How dare. It's not like he slow danced with the homosexual and made out with him. Well, here's a picture of John F. Kennedy Jr. and his homosexual best friend slow dancing and kissing. How double dog dare you? John F. Kennedy was a guy, a fucking war hero. It doesn't matter how many cocks that war hero took in his asshole.
Yeah, Mountain Bear. Yeah. Strange Brew is brewing. Yeah, that's how you, that's a quality mockery of baby boomers. Not this, okay, boomer, whatever they say. What do they say? They say, what's that meme going around where it's like, okay, boomer. Like, if you want to make fun of a baby boomer, you better do a good job with it, or else it's just you ruin it for everybody. Baby boomers deserve mockery. But do it properly. Don't just say, okay, boomer, someone give me candy and pharmaceuticals. Making South Park better? Yeah. Hit those Rogans up. Unauthorized.tv. Unauthorized.tv, ladies and gentlemen. Brilliant. Good times. Yeah, it's great. Mountain Bear is a crush fest. Mountain Bear actually, because Nick Fuentes is running away now. He doesn't want to debate me about whether or not you should be able to breastfeed a 22-year-old. I'm against it, obviously. But we do have footage. Mountain Bear has actually released some footage of Nichols, McFuentes, and myself in a full-blown debate. Here it is.
Owen Benjamin, I believe, is homosexual and Jewish or something. So it sounds like some strange, crazed individual. So, yeah, I would just dismiss that. Sounds like a bunch of mentally retarded stuff going on there.
That a short, you know, Jewy-looking guy living with his mom tells a 6'8", blue-eyed, Anglo-looking legend who has two children and a wife, that I'm the gay one and I'm the Jew, not the one yearning for power with no woman.
Oh, so good. So good. That's our very own Mountain Bear. So yeah, that was real audio of Nichols Fuentes this week saying that I'm a homosexual Jew. Do you know why him and the Milkers call me homosexual? Because they clipped a video from my own documentary called The Comedy of Death, right? This is their big video on Reddit where me and my buddy are just blind drunk and like kind of naked, just like punching and slapping each other. That's at our best friend's funeral 20 years ago, right? And it only shows you even more how out of touch these people are. Like my best friend who died that, like 2 days before that was taken on my birthday, that was at our wake, he won the first X Games, Aaron Shoemaker, awesome dude. And he died snowboarding. And so it was the first year I was trying to do comedy in LA. And so I did a whole documentary called The Comedy of Death. And I put it on YouTube a couple years ago. And that was one of the things. And they're like, oh, look at this video. These people have no idea how, like, if you're around any X game, extreme sport guy, any special forces guys, if you go to we hang out with Navy SEALs or Green Berets or any of these guys, they get naked and they punch each other. It's what they do. There's something a little gay about it, but not really. It's not like, let me suck your dick. It's just like really just naked dudes punching and drinking. Every dude knows this, except if you live with your mommy. So that's their big thing. That's the claim of homosexuality. And the beauty of me is I don't lie, so I can just tell you what anything is. I'm not a homo. I've never been a homo. Not only am I not interested in the male body, I've never even wanted to have anal sex with a woman. I find it all so disgusting. Rugby, exactly. Rugby, I played rugby for a season in college. It's like those dudes took it to another level. It's like if you played badly, people would like piss on you. Swimmers too. Yeah, everybody. They are warriors. Yeah, that's literally how men act. I would love to see a milker go down to Virginia Beach, where I used to hang out with all these Navy SEALs after comedy shows. And when we'd be like drunkenly playing beer pong and slapping each other and punching and pissing, I'd love to see them go, "You're gay. We eat our boogers." And that was 20 years ago. That's their big claim on me. And the only reason that they know about it is because I showed them. You think that's going to make me stop, Nick? I think you're a female-to-male tranny named Nicole. Can confirm I was a SAR swimmer in the Navy, drunk fighting his body. Dude, our best friend had just went into the ground. It's like he was 22 years old, and he died doing a photo shoot snowboarding in Italy on my birthday. We were like inseparable friends. And our whole crew was very close, and we had lost a friend a year before in a motorcycle accident. Because when you hang out with like those type of dudes, people die. We just Irish waked it, just hammered, punching, slapping, naked. And it was like that's something that the milkers don't understand because they're not men and they don't know pain and they don't know aggression and testosterone and violence. They know nothing of it. I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah, everybody knows what I'm saying. Like, it's almost like right out of 40-year-old Virgin when the virgin is trying to describe a breast that he's never touched. And he's like, it's like a sandbag. Yeah, I love those sandbags. It's like listening to men try to mock men when they don't know what being a man is. Like, please, Nicol Fuentes, I know you have political ambitions. Why don't you go hang out with soldiers for like a day? Bikers the same way. Yeah, it's all the same. Nick Fuentes has never had a callus on his hand. Well, probably from beating off to his mommy. All right. The ancient Greeks used to wrestle in the Olympics naked. Snowboarding and skateboarding is for legends. Yeah, yeah. Now, he could do like 900 rodeo flips and shit back in like 2000. He was one of those guys that was pushing the sport forward. And we became really close because, you know, legends kind of need each other. We're kind of lonely because not a lot of people are legendary. You know what I mean? I wouldn't hang out with Nichols. Nobody would. Nobody would. No, not even his mom wants to hang out with him. He breast rapes her. Owen is the neurotic result of an effeminate father and an overbearing mother. You are now banned for life. If you actually know my my mother, she's so not overbearing that it's laugh. Like, she's the type who, she'd let us climb on the roofs. And she would give us so much freedom to the point where it's, looking back, it's laughable. You know, when we'd be like 7, we'd just be like climbing on the roof. Just like without anyone, just like unwatched. Like when the sun would start going down, you could just hear my mom call for me and my brother, and we just run back in like wild animals who had just been in the woods making weapons and hitting each other. It's like overbearing is the last. Like my mom is the exact opposite of overbearing, to the point where you know, she has that Germanic vibe of like, you gotta fall to learn. You know? Like, she'd be the type where if she's like, don't do that, I'm like, well, I'm going to do it. She's like, okay, great. You're going to fall and you're going to break your face. And then you're going to know. It's awesome. Nick's mom breast pumps and saves him bottles for his lunch. Yes. BB, would you rather be buried or cremated? I don't care. Once I'm out, I'm out. Hey, Owen, when you come to New Zealand? I don't know. I was about to say hopefully never, but I hear there's no snakes there. Is the moon underwater? Interesting question. All right, let's keep going. I got some more stuff to show you guys. What's this? Oh, yeah. So this chicken yesterday, we harvested this. It's legit, but it looks really good. We have that. We have like a wrapping thing we got. That's all. That's our label. But so he got big enough, and he's a meat bird. So I just used a hatchet. Just got his head off. And the thing about killing an animal is like they move for a while. Like with no head, he's still flapping his wings. You know, just kind of like how Fuentes keeps running his mouth, even if, you know, it's like he's still flapping his wings going, you know, it's cringe, cringe, even with no head. And then what you got to do is you dump it in. I just like to give homesteading advice. You dump it in hot water, like really hot water, but not too long because you don't want to cook the meat at all. But just, and that primes up the feathers so you can easily get the feathers off. So me and my wife got the feathers off by hand. And then what you do is you don't want to rupture the esophagus or the larynx or any of that stuff because you don't want to get any of its food anywhere. And then you got to cut a hole in his asshole and pull out all of his intestines and organs. And then you wash it, and then you wrap it. It's pretty great. Stop debating gammas, BB. Well, you're in a timeout. I know you're a member, but that doesn't save you. Don't tell me what to do. So that, it's going to be really, really fresh tasting. I'm going to get really into it, like a chicken with its head cut off. Yeah, exactly. It's creepy. It's fucking creepy, man. It's like, I highly recommend people butcher their own meat because it is humbling. Exactly, Striker Fire. Harvesting animals is humbling. Awesome, BB. Yeah, like, I say a prayer with my family before harvesting an animal. Like, you are taking life, and you feel it, and you know it. It's not like pulling carrots. You know, even chickens, like, chickens aren't very high in the mental ability, but, like, it's fucking real. Like, the blood flows from the chicken, and it's, like, its wings beat like it's alive. And it's, like, I had to make sure to tell my son that it's not, like, a fun thing. You know, because some people are like, oh, you can't show your kids death, they'll have nightmares. No, are you kidding me? Walter was like, woo! And I'm like, no, this is serious, you know? This animal no longer is alive so that we can eat meat. Because the whole lesson is never waste meat. You know, I'm like, this animal is just alive and now it's dead so that we can eat. So when you eat your chicken, never leave any on your plate. Because it's hard, it's hard. And then I show them with a knife how you cut out its like intestines. And you can't break the intestine or else it can ruin the meat. It'll get like what it was just eating. Blood, even animals is sacrificed. Dude, it's not easy. Killing anything is difficult for sure. It is. It's like, there's like a real weight to it. And so you have to teach children the opposite of what people think. You have to teach children like how, you know, how much of a sacrifice it is to get food. Because right now we're living in a fake material world where we get so much food that we can't imagine a world without, right? And so, but in reality, that's not what it is. You should know where food comes from. Like, don't waste your Popeye's chicken and throw it out the window. I mean, oh. It's like, food is like, one of my buddies lived in a forest for 3 months with just a knife. And I asked him, like, what was the biggest thing? Was it trying to find heat? And he just immediately goes, food. Like, you could see it in his eyes where he was like, food. Finding food. And, you know, he would just trying to get more calories than you expend in the natural world is a bitch. Yes, bleed before boiling, Big Bear. Yeah, exactly. Are you going to get one of those electric defeathers? No, it's not hard at all. You just pull them out. Me and Amy did it. Amy was better at butchering chicken than me. She was teaching me how to do it on certain levels. Closer to nature, closer to God. Yes. What's your main meat animal you hunt there, BB? Elk? Well, I haven't hunted yet here, but me and Ryan are going to hunt deer. We don't have elk here, really. I mean, theoretically, they're around, but it's not like Idaho or British Columbia. But there's so many deer. Like, I own about 2 acres of ravine on both sides of the ravine. And it's a running, like, freshwater source year-round. That would be I can just hear coyotes. I know there's bears, there's mountain lions, there's deer all day long just going to get drinks. If I set up, like, a deer stand there, like, it could just be all day long. Bow hunting or rifle? It would be rifle because I want to be able to, I don't want to be a dick about it, and I'm definitely not good enough with a bow. It has to be quick. All these fucking idiots that think, like, oh, you got to give the animal a chance. You know, rifle isn't fair. Okay, now you miss the Boilermaker, and it's just injured for 3 days. Well, at least you got away. Now it's bleeding to death for 3 fucking days because you think that it's just, like, the quicker the kill, the better. Set up a trail cam and see what you got there. I was thinking about that. Yeah, we might raise turkeys, though. Sounds like paradise. It is. It's really great. There's no sun in the winter, though, at all, to the point where it gets a little freaky. Like, there's, you know, I wake up every day around 5 to, like, you know, work on fences, build shit, milk the goats, feed the alpacas, all that stuff. And it doesn't get sunny here in the morning till, like, 8:30, and it's completely black outside at 4:30. It's crazy. Because around the periphery of my property are these, like, 200-foot massive Pacific Northwest trees. So in the winter, the sun never gets above the trees. It's intense. But we're getting a ton of eggs because we let our chickens free range all day. We've lost 0 to predators. None. I think once I killed that weasel, it set a real tone. Santa's the same letters as Satan. Yeah. Crossbow at 400 feet per second will drop anything. That's true. I'm just not as good at it. I can at 100 yards, I can group bullets like that. I can't do that with a crossbow or a fucking bow. You know? You might want to raise shrooms for vitamin D. Relax, Joe Rogan. All animals die a horrible death, whether it's a hunter or a pack of wolves. All living creatures need to eat. Yes, Sunny Bear. But if you have the ability of... That's like saying, yeah, all animals die a horrible death. So the way I'm going to butcher this chicken is I'm going to stick a pen in its asshole. Let it just bleed for 3 days. And then when it finally drops, that's when I'll eat it. Because why would I just use a hatchet and make it 1 second? That's so stupid. Just because there's suffering in the world doesn't mean you have to contribute to it. A gun is merciful for most. Yes. And it's also, you don't want to track it for 3 days. Also, I had a buddy who shot a bear, and the bear, and he severed the bear's spinal cord so the bear couldn't use his legs. And he's just, nah. And he still almost, the bear still almost killed him just from his arms. He like got 200 yards away without the use of his legs, and he was just in like a bush. And he was still like, nah. Like, oh, what are you eating before homestead? What were you eating before homestead? I was always trying to eat pretty well. I don't know, just whatever. Can we verify as righteous bear? Welcome. All right, I got more stuff to show you. What do we got here? Oh, Ben Shapiro from December 15th, 2011.
Ron Paul is manifestly insane. Ron Paul is manifestly insane. As in previous debates, he's now gripping the pen as he would the neck of a Jew.
That's a real tweet from Ben Shapiro. By the way, look at how Jew is spelled there. Doesn't it look like a cane and two balls? Two-ball cane? Anyway, Ben Shapiro's manifestly insane. Being against war doesn't mean you want to put your hands around the neck of a Jew. And the more Jews act like this, I think the more this becomes reality. And that's all I'm going to say. Just Owen of House Bear, friend to the Jew, enemy of the Grabbler. Just know that I'm giving you good advice, Jews. Don't act this paranoid and psychotic. People are not having fun with it. Biblical laws for slaughter are the most humane, healthy animal, razor-sharp, flat blade across the neck. Exactly. Yeah, and you're not even supposed to, like, let the animal see one go off alone. Like, there's reason to not have them in pain. Because also, when an animal is scared and nervous and in pain, it releases a bunch of fear hormones that damage the meat. Like, there's a physiological reason to be a good guy to your animals. Like, I would anyway, just because I'm not a psycho like that one bear that was like, everybody has to die, you might as well torture him. But if your animals live a really low stress, like, our milk is so good, and I think it's because of how good I treat the goats. Like, the goats don't experience a lot of stress. Like, they have a really good life, so that the milk is very low in any rage hormones, cortisol. Yeah. Like, my son yesterday at his great-grandparent house had some milk, and he goes, is this cow's milk? It's true. Goat milk is so, like, homemade goat milk is so much better. Yeah, cortisol. You don't want your animals to be in fear or have a bad life. Like, you ingest those hormones. You want it to go peacefully and without stress or fear. Then we eat the high cortisol meat. Exactly. And also, feed it good food. And the day before you slaughter it, don't feed it. Adrenalized meat isn't as good healthy. Exactly. That's why when you eat, you know, like Popeye's chicken, that's why people are like, Chick-fil-A cooked. I'm like, don't eat Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A chickens probably live one of the worst possible lives. Like, their meat is probably just full of just adrenochrome. Plus, rabbits release a terrifying baby-like scream when they get wounded. Yeah, they scream all the time. Sometimes, like, every time I have to grab one, they fucking scream. I haven't eaten any rabbits. I would have no problem slaughtering rabbits, though. Hey, if you don't want to act like prey, I'm not going to treat you like prey. Goats, I would have an extremely hard time slaughtering. I really like my goats. They're like, they come up for like nuzzles. I like bottle fed them. It's a whole different thing. But any animal that like runs for me all the time, I'm like, hey, act like prey. I'll treat you like prey. BB, mass production is more efficient. No, it actually isn't, but that's fine. I've seen Tyson chicken farms. It's a nightmare. It's actually not more efficient. Do you know how much money it would cost to buy this chicken? To get a free-range, organic, homestead chicken slaughtered and intact like this? That would be like $80. It's like, it's not, it's just to keep people sick and dumb. It's actually, the most efficient way to eat would be to get your own chickens, get your own garden. I mean, they'll give you 1,000 eggs before they die, and then you can eat them. Exactly. My dog's way of thinking, yeah. Boomer ducks are so relaxed, they take naps. Exactly. Yeah, like, new shirt idea, act like prey, get treated like prey. It's a good quote. Shoot rabbits, have you had squirrels? No, I mean, I would. We have so much food now, it's like preposterous. Like, we get, even in the winter, we're getting like 15 eggs a day. Just chickens and 3 duck eggs a day. We're getting a half a gallon of milk every day. And just an uncountable amount of root vegetables, kale, like never ending. And water. All of it is from our property. Farmers are undercut by mass production. Yeah, mass production is bullshit. It's like Nick Fuentes has handled more cock than a Purdue poultry processing plant. Well said, Slap Weasel. Better food is worth it for the nutrition. Yes, it is. And it's also really good for everything about it. It's good for lessons for children. That's the biggest thing. Oh, and do you ever go to the grocery store? Yes. You know, we're not like completely self-sufficient. And we got, you know, we don't make our own fucking mayonnaise. Although we probably could now. You know, we get bread. We get coconut flakes and all kinds of shit. Steak. A lot of steak. You grow water. It's very funny, Freight Train Bear. All right, let's see what else I got for you guys. Here's a great moment between my wife and my son right after a bath. Walter's 3. That kid is going to be a tall boy. I just want to reiterate how important it is to give your wife time with her children. Because this is Vincent from Red Elephants posted this. Which way, Western women? You want sitting in front of the computer for hours or a family? You know, and there's a cubicle. The cube is pushed by Saturnus. You know, some people call them Jews. But I've lowered my anger towards Jews tremendously. I actually don't even have any. I don't like grabblers, and I don't like Talmudic reasoning, and I don't like people who are racist against me. I like nationalists. Your people get to be your people. Get your borders, get your house in order, have, you know, self-determination all day long. But don't say you're better than me. Don't say that you have more right to exist than me. You know, don't say that you're a special boy with special boy DNA. It's bullshit. And the good news about all this is people are realizing that feminism is something to be actively avoiding. You know, it's avoided. And because of all this memory hole bullshit, like Vox Day and Castalia Direct and everything, they're making leather-bound books. He's even working with one of the bears. Tannery Bindery. I'm saying that properly. But it's up to us to put our information in leather-bound books. In books. You know, it's like, stop. You'd be surprised. I'll leave all names out of it, obviously. But you'd be surprised how many people that appear to be these, like, rebellious, Western, truth-speaking people, like these rebels on the internet. And when they get deplatformed, people will approach them and be like, hey, you want to fight these people? And they're like, no. It's like, what? They're like, no, I'll just make another video. Maybe next time it'll be a little better. The amount of people that aren't fighting is mind-blowing. So just know it's up to you. There's no cavalry. So, like, it would be so easy to stop what's happening. Like, I'm talking about people that are known as being, like, you know, fringe, you know, like, truth-telling, you know. And it's like they'll be in a position where they can legally take action against these media companies, and they just won't. They're just like, no, I'll just make another video. It's like, the cavalry isn't coming, is my point. It's up to you. And the beauty is a lot of people are accepting that if you want knowledge to be passed, this shit's all memory hold. The Zapruder film is not real. That was released 8 years later by an Israeli Freemason named Abraham Zapruder, and it's been proven to be a fraud. Okay, so if you want information to be passed down to your kids, put it in a book. Put it in a book. If you want food that isn't filled with stuff that makes you sterile and gay and dumb, grow it yourself or know where it comes from. You know, if you want a woman that doesn't become like a fat, drug-addicted mess because of her abortions and just horrible health, put a ring on her finger and work your ass off so she can stay home with the kids. And if you don't think you can afford it, you're a bitch because you can. You just have to make do with less. Is Sidekick Bear promoting the right to bear arms? Yes. Actually, he's not. He works for Mossad with Tommy Robinson. That's what happened to his nose. Him and Tommy were doing cocaine in Tel Aviv, plotting and sneaking. If I do that, I can't go to the Ivy anymore. Exactly. Damn, I'm eating Chick-fil-A right now. I'm not saying not to. I mean, listen, it's all little steps. I eat too much. Fortunately, the shit I eat is healthy, but I eat a lot. It's like having a wife that cooks all the time, awesome shit. Like, you're going to put on some pounds. It's just, I never go to gyms. I have strength and endurance, but it's just, I eat too much. I just do. It's just not chemically shit. Everybody has their own thing. Like, when Amy cooks something that's just so fucking good, I just crush it. I could afford a marriage, but not a divorce. Well, then don't. How about you don't marry the wrong woman, and if you marry the right woman, don't act like an... Like, show her a world where she can't imagine living without you. All right. You have a great energy. I don't know how you keep it up, crazy. You know, I go barefoot in the yard, and I stare at the sun, and I pray. And I drink copious amounts of coffee, and I'm just fucking awesome. I don't know what else to tell you. Don't get divorced. Obviously, never get divorced. Never get divorced. And if for whatever reason you get divorced, don't include lawyers. You know, let's say you have $10,000. If you get divorced, you each get $5,000. If you include a lawyer, he gets $9,000, and then your chick gets $1,000. So even if it's not, you know, it's just don't include lawyers. Don't even get divorced. But just, this is a funny Epstein meme. I don't really enjoy the Epstein memes very much because it's just so stupid and obvious. And it's just, it's a controlled burn. It's kind of like Harvey Weinstein. They find out that everyone's like raping kids. So they just feed the public like the guy that fucks some models and whacks off on a plant. It's kind of like that with Epstein. It's like, I don't even think the dude's dead, but either way, it's like everybody's just like, oh, he didn't kill himself. You think? Some people are at the level where I don't even think Elon Musk exists. I think he's an actor. All right, but this is funny. All right, gang, let's see who really killed Jeffrey Epstein. It's Scooby-Doo, and then you just see someone hangs the guy. That's just a really good... A divorce is always the man's fault. That's not true. I don't know if you're being sarcastic. Don't be sarcastic here. It doesn't work at all. Because people just... I don't know if anyone's picked up on this yet, but it doesn't work on the internet. This is interesting. Climate emergency declared word of the year. Climate emergency is the 2019 word of the year according to Oxford Dictionaries. You see how funny... You see why that's funny? This is aimed at people so degraded... And so in their root asshole chakra, so just detached from reality and truth, that they don't put together that that's two words. Climate emergency declared the word of the year. Well, it's two words, so it's not even close to real. But there's people that are drowning in porn and sin and anal and Reese's Pieces and CNN. They won't even see it. They just won't even see it. The word of the year is two words. Caitlyn Jenner is woman of the year, but hasn't been a woman for a full year. That's two words. Yeah, exactly. Climate emergency is word of the year. Well, first off, you can see they have a bit of an agenda with that. Secondly, it's two fucking words. I think that there really is almost like, I used to think there was rules, but I think it's just how nature and God lines up. Where they make you be retarded to believe any of this stuff. Sarcasm works if you can use the boomer voice. Exactly. That's why I can do sarcasm if I'm doing a bit verbally, but you can't because there is no tone in printed word. Wrangler Star has 1 year emergency food. Have you considered this? Well, I have a few months of chicken and goat feed, but I have emergency food. I just don't know how long. I'm guessing I would just eat some vegans. You know, every time someone's like, I'm a vegan, I just write their name down and address. Because if shit goes down, I just go, hey, I hear you're a vegan. You're grass-fed? And they're like, yeah, me and Skylar are grass-fed. We've been... I'm just like... according to the Jewish dictionary, it's way... Oh, speaking of Jewish, that's... Okay, the name of this is The Magical List, JFK and Two Balls Kane. We have to get to The Magical List. Food is bad. That's why it comes out brown. Ew, white dragon. That's disgusting. I don't know if you know this, but I just despise potty humor. Norm MacDonald has a great bit on sarcasm. It's awesome. He's like, yeah, so I'm one of them serial killers. I'm going to kill you, and then I'm just going to get another identity and go to another town and, you know, get someone to trust me. And then when they're sleeping, I'm going to slit their throat and take their property and make sure that I tap three times before I put on my shoes. And then I'm going to find another car and, you know, steal it and, you know, hunt some more people. And it's so fucking funny. What do you think happened to JFK? No idea. None. He could be Jimmy Carter. They recycle the actors a lot. Some Swedish dude did a TED Talk promoting cannibalism for crimes. I know, it's hilarious. You look healthy since you stopped drinking, man. Thank you, Christopher. Yeah. And it's been a lot easier than I thought it would be. You know, I tried some local champagne in Spain, but, you know, it was just to show respect because they were growing it where I was. But other than that, I haven't had one drop of alcohol this entire time. Not one. Zip. None. Not on anniversaries, not on birthdays, none. Zip, zip, zip. And I find that pretty amazing. And it's pretty intense how it's really not that hard. At first it was. The first month was hard. But now the last thing I want to do is be sloppy. One thing that helps you stay sober is when you're sober and you're around drunk people, you're just like, this is crazy. No Shave November. I'm growing a beard, especially for the winter. It also scares away gamma males. Whenever I have a big beard, the gammas usually flee. So proud of you, B-Bear. Thank you. JFK could be Carter. Yes, he could. Literally, he could. Owen, have you thought about getting a freeze dryer? Well, we have a giant freezer. But I'm going to be building a root cellar after my male goat area that I'm currently building. I'm 2 weeks in, no booze, and it's been easier than I thought. It's way easier than I would have expected. A lot of it has to do with who do you hang out with. The hardest part about the first month is buddies. And it kind of dawned on Ryan, it kind of dawned on me that in my neighborhood, I was the guy pushing everyone to drink. Like, you know, if I was with my brother or some other dudes from home, that would be hard because they're always want beers, you know? But like, me and Ryan used to always have like claws or beers or stuff. And then when I quit drinking, I realized it was me that was always trying to get everybody to drink. We drink a glass of wine with dinner, but never get drunk. Yeah, that's cool. See, I just go big with everything. Some people have no problem with it. You know, way in the future, if I ever did drink again, it would probably only be things that I made personally from things I grew. And it would be only for celebrations. But I don't even think I'd do that. It's just way too much work just to fucking feel retarded. What else we got here? An article tried claiming that No Nut November is anti-Semitic. Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's get to the list. All right. This is really funny, guys. Okay. I have a request for you guys to do. Oh, and bear in mind, you can get these new sweet mugs. Goat milk. Gravy, logos, unbearables, unbearablemerchandise.com. Also, unauthorized.tv, you know the drill. Anyway, this is one of the funniest things I've ever seen. I'm going to tell you guys right now. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Freeze-dried food prepared. Oh, well, I was learning in Spain about how to salt raw pork. And that's really cool. Like, you don't need to cook meat. If you salt it, and there's a whole process where you don't have to, you can keep it for, like, months. I take a sip out of that mug. Nice. I started drinking to gain weight. It isn't working yet. Well, I've gained weight since I quit drinking, which makes no fucking sense. I thought quitting booze was going to make me, like, super skinny. It didn't at all. I don't know why. I think I might eat more. But it's fine. Doesn't even matter. I'm not doing any runway modeling in the near future. But, all right, check this out. Israel's admits list of Holocaust victims isn't accurate. Guys, this gets really funny. Hang on. Connington Bear just texting me. He might have some. My brother had a cool idea. If you grow grapes, get your kids to help with the process of turning it into wine, store it, and then keep it for when they get married. Oh, that's beautiful. I like that a lot. Thank you, Connington Bear. All right. So check this out. So you know how they have the big list muscles? Yeah, but I'm really strong. It doesn't make a lot of sense. I think part of it is just age. Like when you're hitting 40, I don't know, some dudes can stay chiseled, but I'm just starting to resemble an actual bear. Salt is the original way to cure meat. Yeah, you don't even have to cook it. All right, so anyway, what was I going to say? What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, yeah. So you know how they have the 6 million victims? Which, by the way, Nick Fuentes just confirmed in the Washington Post that he knows, this is all real, that it was 6 million, you know, were murdered by the Germans. All right, listen to this. Holocaust victims database list is compiled online, and anyone from anywhere can submit a name by simply filling in an online form. This submission, by the way, when you know how words work, it gets very funny. This submission is then automatically added to the official death list, a process which has resulted in almost all names appearing twice and some as many as five times. Any submission is automatically accepted as fact without any further investigation. Below is a typical victims list entry made by someone claiming to be a nephew of a Berlin Jew. Note the complete lack of detail in this report. The nephew claims his uncle was arrested in 1941. Guys, it's all bull. So this is, just come to your own conclusions, but start submitting names. Okay, submit. You know, I knew that Gary McGay Rollerblader, I was related to him. It was three generations ago, and he was taken away by the big white men. Weight is good, food reserves. Yeah, but I really want to lose weight. I'm still working on it. You must submit. it's hysterical. It's a magic list. And I'll tell you what it is. It's like anybody, anywhere can add to the list of nonsense. Where you can just, let's say you had an uncle. And bear in mind, this is horrible news for most small hats. Because almost every single one I've ever known has said, quote unquote, their entire family died in the Holocaust. Every single small hat I know, everyone, guys, everyone says, well, my entire family died in the Holocaust. Guys, it's not even close to possible. And the list is just total bullshit. So let's say you had an uncle, Ira, and Ira took off and, just went somewhere. And everyone's like, he must have died in the Holocaust. It's right. It's like chupacabra bullshit. It's a wizard list, exactly. You weighed almost 11 pounds when you were born. That's a good point. I know. I'm not upset about it. I'm just talking here. Can we add the residents of Dresden? Yes. You can add anything. This is what makes it fun. Because this is the official list. So, you know, put in a ton of nonsense names. So in the future, when people try and read it, they know it's all bullshit. Want to lose weight? Skip holiday foods. Nobody tell me how to lose weight. How's that sound? Try fasting, BB. It's a trip. I didn't eat for a day, and it didn't. It was just like, it's just kind of dumb. If the entire family died when they ceased to exist, guys, it's so dumb. And there wasn't even 6 million Jews in all of Europe. It's like, and that's why it's so funny when dudes like, you know, and people are like, but the photographic evidence, it all works against the narrative, all of it. You mean the wooden doors or the lack of crematoriums or the pool or the fact that there was, you know, tons of witnesses that said that the guards were really cool and let them like write letters and shit. They were just normal camps during war. It's fine. This isn't the hill for me to die on because I don't even care. It was so long ago. Guys, it was 3 generations ago. The only trauma people have experienced from this is from Steven Spielberg movies. Only Germans could call 10,000 a day. It's so stupid. And then Nicholas Fuentes just got a bunch of money from all these Zionists. And so he went on in the Washington Post and said, you know, I'm not a Holocaust denier. 6 million Jews were murdered systematically by Germans. I'm like, 3 million in Europe at the time. I don't know, but it's not even, guys, it's so stupid. It makes the 9/11 narrative seem like fact. The 19 guys in, you know, Saudi Arabia just hated our freedom. And so they got some box cutters from Staples and they took over, jumbo jets and did what no pilot could ever do because it's physically impossible what they did, the turning and the speeds and all that. And then they flew right into the Pentagon where they had all the records where they of them stealing $1 trillion. And there's no video of it, mind you. And there's no plane wreckage. And it's the only time in history that fires melted steel frames. And the only three buildings in the history of the world that this has ever happened were the 2 World Trade Centers and then Building 7 that collapsed because of an office fire. All in the same day, insured by Larry Silverstein, who him and his 2 children conveniently didn't go to the World Trade Center that day. Okay, that's more believable. That's more believable. All right. And the pilots have an axe and a fire extinguisher in the cop. And none of the black boxes survived, but a passport fell from the sky after impact next to an inflated tire, letting everybody know exactly who did it. It was Osama bin Laden, played by Barack Obama. No big bear, 3.3 trillion. It doesn't matter. You guys understand what I'm saying. One of the most secure places on the realm. I know. And they didn't even record it. Not only could they not shoot it down or so they couldn't record it. And people are just like, okay. No. Okay. A Jew can be a particle and a wave. Quantum genocide. Exactly. And I don't care about the Jew and their narrative and their fun little magic list. I care about lies. Because it matters. It matters that people can't see what's right in front of them because then they're just slaughtered. Like the chicken, like this. Okay. I highly recommend that you guys don't end up like that. Packaged. Your asshole has been cut open and your guts have been pulled out and your head has been chopped off and you're in my freezer. That's metaphorically what happens to you every time you go, 6 million. Yeah. I'm not saying to become an advocate or like, you know, just, I don't care. I'm not going to publish books on it. But just understand that it's fucking retarded. Like, for example, this, okay? This is Fiona Hill. Okay? This is a dude. Look at that. That's a dude, right? That everybody knows that's a guy, right? Can you see that? Can you at least see that that's a guy? Okay, so now that you know that all this stuff is stagecraft, they dress up men like women. Kind of like Kavanaugh's accuser. It was a man. It may have even been Kavanaugh. That's a dude, right? Okay. So now that you see this, like that's clearly a guy. Clearly. So when I show you evidence that Kavanaugh's accuser may have been Kavanaugh himself, and people go, how fucking dare you? I mean, so how can this all exist in the same realm? So they're doing stagecraft right now. They're trying to just keep humiliating Trump so he can get to the next level. Whatever the, how, I don't want to know how they think. But so they put a man and dress a man up as a woman. And it's like, okay, so we all know that that's a man. We all can see that that's a man, right? Okay, so now when I say Nick Fuentes is a girl and people act like I'm insane, it's like, well, he has a twin sister who's a lesbian. He's clearly serving an agenda. He has a high-pitched voice. He has a hard time growing facial hair. He has feminine features. And everything about him looks like a female-to-male trans. He has no girlfriend. He lives with his mother at 22. Everything about his backstory makes no sense. It's like, I look at Nick Fuentes, I see a girl's face. It's part of a humiliation ritual. Yes, and they do it. Sure looks like a man. That's a man. That's a man. Nick Fuentes is a girl. That's one of the strongest genres I've ever seen. Yeah, it's like, because the more they can pull it off, the more absurd it is and the more people believe it, the more they can take away your freedoms because people won't stop it because they're not awake. They're dead. Their minds are dead. At least his sister has a girlfriend. I know. It's crazy. Oh, and do you know you're 15 times more likely to be gay if your twin is gay? True story. Hey, OB, that's a man, baby. Yes. And so once you see that that's a man, how do you go back? You know, like, look, that's a dude. That's a dude with a giant jaw. So when people say, oh, this other person's trans, it's like, oh, no, how dare you? It's like, okay. All right, let's watch the JFK thing again. Let me see what we got here. Oh, this is me and Nick Fuentes having a debate. Here we go. Thank you, Mountain Bear. Subscribe to Mountain Bear.
Owen Benjamin, I believe, is homosexual and Jewish or something. So it sounds like some strange, crazed individual. So, yeah, I would just dismiss that. Sounds like a bunch of mentally retarded stuff going on there.
It's funny that a short, you know, Jewy-looking guy living with his mom tells a 6'8", blue-eyed, Anglo-looking legend who has two children and a wife that I'm the gay one and I'm the Jew, not the one yearning for power with no woman.
I mean, what more do you want? That was the debate that Nick will never have with me, and that's how it would go. You have a little freaky-looking tranny telling me that I'm a homo Jew. Well, this little tranny is just yearning for power with no woman. Now get. Groypers were spiraling about the vid on Twitter. How is there still groypers? How is that still a thing? Like, how are people like, Nick's going to stand up for what's right. He's going to call everyone a Jew, and then he's going to confirm the Holocaust narrative. It's so embarrassing. The raccoon stole the show. He did. And now, do you guys want to see? Just rewatching the Kennedy one. It's so funny. Mountain Bear is such a champion. All right, this is called Presenting a Baby Boomer with the Evidence that John F. Kennedy is, in fact, him. He thinks to it. All right, here we go.
This is John F. Kennedy's best friend. His name was Lem.
By the way, this is all confirmed mainstream history. Just letting you guys know, that's real.
Lem, he was a homosexual. President, he wanted nothing more than his best friend, who was an open homosexual, to live with him in the White House. How dare you go after John F. Kennedy? He was a veteran war hero. It's not like he was wearing matching gay guy short shorts, shirtless, arm in arm with the guy. Oh, yeah? What about this? Arm in arm in matching short shorts. John F. Kennedy, of course, being shirtless, and his studly homosexual best friend that he stays close with his entire life, smiling like he just sucked a dick. How dare you, Big Bear? How fucking double dog dare you? I'm a baby boomer, okay? That clearly is just two young men. One just so happens to be a homosexual. There's nothing gay going on there. It's not like they're petting a dog together or anything. What if they're petting a little puppy together in white linen pants? How dare you, Big Bear? I'm a baby boomer. But that's a man that put a man on the fucking moon. What did you do? He's not homosexual, petting a puppy. Listen, I was with you as a fan. I was with you as a fan when you were going after the goddamn liberals. And then even when you came at your own Crowder. But now that you're attacking an American patriot as a homosexual, how fucking dare you? I mean, it's not as if he was in a barbershop quartet together. You've gone too far this time. That's the man that put a man on the goddamn moon and made black people and white people equal forever. The same exact cock length and everything. And now you're trying to say he's a homosexual. How dare you? It's not like he slow danced with the homosexual and made out with him. Well, here's a picture of John F. Kennedy Jr. and his homosexual best friend slow dancing and kissing. How double dog dare you? John F. Kennedy was a guy, a fucking war hero. It doesn't matter how many cocks that war hero took in his asshole.
Yes! Hey, Psychic Bear. All right, everybody. I'm going to read some letters now. That was very funny. So, if you want to make fun of baby boomers, by all means, but just stop with the, okay, boomer, now feed me pornos. When will people learn, Sidekick Bear? When will people learn? All right, what is this? It's very cold, by the way, so. Dear Owen, I'm writing to say that I've been following your vid streams for some time. I read all Vox Day from his excellent comments and columns when he wrote for worldnetdaily.com. Nice. I'm very sorry for the troubles that have beset you, but have joy in the way you meet them and the blessings you count. Thank you. I'm medically retired, youngish, living abroad in London, Stan, for family reasons. I grew up in Milwaukee, have a famous uncle. He was lead detective on Dahmer. Nice. Dahmer, that guy seemed like a bit of a grabber. I grew up white in the hood and worked three jobs to pay my own private school costs at a Jesuit university prep school. Okay. There is much I have to share with you you might find of interest. I will provide you with any info you need to verify I am who I say I am. You sound like you have a guilty conscience. I assume you are who you say you are. But I ask you not to share too much with your audience. Okay, yeah, of course not. They can dox me. Well, I'm just going to bail then. This sounds very interesting, but I'm not going to say, because what I just read already could narrow you down to like 100 people. So I'm just going to, but you sound very interesting. Dahmer, man, was that even like, that sounds so fucking crazy. Oh, Tubal Cain. Yeah. Doesn't Tubal Cain say, like, Crow was talking about that. Like, it sounds like Tubal's Cain. I was going to talk about Cain and Abel today if you guys want to, but I think I'm going to bail on that. I'm just going to erase Tubal Cain, the Magic List, and JFK. I don't think the Tubal Cain thing has any legs. I was like, two balls and a cane hiding in plain sight, but it's probably from another language. The more I think about it, my hands are really cold. All right. Hi, Big Bear. Runner Bear here. First, some encouragement. You're doing great, kid. My mind is gravy. Each round of spell breaking exposes the ankle biters, creating a stronger sleuth. Yes, it does. Two ball cane, 007. Exactly. Two balls in the cane. Same with Google, the two O's in the L. Same with Jew, spelled with two O's. But I mean, that just gets a little ridiculous. How do I find the nickel emoji? I don't know. Cain and Abel, please. I'll do another stream on it. Anyhow, I emailed you that info you asked from my last letter. I know your inbox must be an odd mix of soy and logos burning away in a raging dumpster fire, but I put Runner Bear in the subject line, so you should be able to search for it. Hope it helps. On another note, I want to try and break some spells myself, so I've been working on publishing my first book, Big Bear Quotes. As the title suggests, there will be many quotes from a bear who is big. Think of it like a Clips channel for book people, except it's run by an honest Bravo, not an indulgent little Gamma special boy. May you live 1,000 years, Maloney. I love it. I have 2 goals for the book. To distill your most profound quotes into one concentrated place so it isn't lost in the sea of streams, and to present your arguments as a rhetorical device for encouraging readers to make a shift from American victim culture to American honor culture. It's beautiful. I'm just reading beauty right now. The way I'm writing it, the whole thing is about value, strength, truth, family, and rejecting indulgences as an antidote to the kind of personal weakness that have allowed major institutions to turn us upside down. Yes. Yeah, imagine being Mike Maloney right now. Like, after seeing Nickel Nation just shit his pants again and his mommy cleans his poopy. Oh. Ugh, God, it's so gross. Oh, God, it's so disgusting. All right. To this end, I'd like to recruit the help of other bears. If anyone like me has been writing down their favorite quotes as they listen to the streams, please send them to bigbearquotes@gmail.com. If possible, please also let me know the stream number or approximately when the quote was said, like 6 months ago or during the moon landing breakdown. If you have no idea, just the quote alone is awesome. Thanks for your help. Yeah, so guys, bigbearquotes@gmail.com. This sounds like an awesome project. Great work, Runner Bear. Also, the nice self, and I'll promote your book for you too. How much would you have to pay me for that? Nothing, because I like community. Maloney. Fucking that guy.
Owen Benjamin threatened the life of Nicholas Fuentes.
I never threatened the life of Nicholas Fuentes. If he came on my property, I'd feed him to my pigs. I don't even have pigs. It was funny. But I would, though. I'd get pigs just for the incident. He's not allowed here. Also, the nice self-publishing group I'm working with said, and this is a quote, "You need permission from the source to profit from all these ladles of mine gravy before we can publish your work." So if I could get your official permission for this, that would be a total bueno. Yes, you have permission. You should also send it to Vox. Like, one of my best friends is a book publisher. Double also, if anyone out there has a vault of all the Big Bear tweets saved, please let me know where I can find them. Kyneton Bear, I think, has them. Email at bigbearquotes@gmail.com. Triple also, I just picked up the bigbearquotes.com domain. I'll try to have a landing page set up within a writing sample by the time the letter goes to you. Thanks for reading. P.S. During the start of the Crowder debacle, I kept waiting for someone to replace Louder with Crowder with Gayer with Steven. Something about the deliberate move away from the internal rhyme is hysterical to me. It just made me laugh out loud. Because Louder with Crowder, everybody's like, Louder with Chowder. But it's like, Gayer with Steven. Yeah, I agree with you. That's well written, my friend. All right. Next up. Mama Fuente. Oh yeah, Mama Fuentes. I mean, she's probably hydrating right now just because Nick is so thirsty. He's so thirsty. He just went poopy. He's so thirsty. He called me a homosexual Jew and that I'm mentally retarded. How does he think that's gonna go? Like, does he think I'm just gonna be like, yeah, I mean, I'm clearly not a homosexual or a Jew, and I can play Bach with my eyes closed by ear, so maybe I'm not mentally retarded either. Maybe you suck your mommy's titties. Hi, Owen. I laughed my ass off the entire time in Idaho, and I really needed it. Laughter is a good medicine, and I'm so glad I made the trip. Thank you. I think it's awesome that folks can throw you some shekels, and you'll do an honest shout-out to thousands. So right now, I just want to shout-out to you and the Bears. I've been burned many times, And so I won't claim many labels. I just don't like to be associated with pretty much any group. Yeah, I totally understand that. Like, for years, I've known for sure the Earth isn't a ball, but I won't claim to be a flat earther. I get that, too. A lot of flat earthers can act real intense. And frankly, I don't quite know what it is. I know it's a realm. I know it's not a spinning ball. The closest model I see to truth is David Weiss's app. Because a lot of you guys say the same shit over and over again. Of course it's all been mapped. You know, when people are like, but Big Bear, if the Earth isn't a spinning ball of nonsense spiraling into the deep, infinite black of a pedophile's imagination, how is it that the sun is more in the winter in the north? And dude, it's so easy to see. The sun goes like this, and it goes out, and it goes in, and it goes in. Just go to Dave Weiss's app. He has a clock and a map all day telling you what time it is, where the sun is in the world, where the moon is in the world, at any minute of any day. And it's more accurate than your watch. BB Crush in Idaho, despite downtown being completely shut down due to road construction. I know, I think the grabbers were really trying to throw a wrench. Oh, and if the Earth isn't a globe, then explain to me why my uncle used to molest me. Oh, and if the Earth isn't a globe, then why don't I have a job? Wow, you went flat earther? Did you say wow? Partner, you just walked into the wrong saloon. Now get. What's the app called? I don't know. It's Dave Weiss's app. That's all I know what it is. Personally, I wonder what's on the other side. Of what? What's on the other side of what? Get the Flat Earth Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock app for $3 on Google Play or Apple Store. Exactly. There you go, Raven Bear. Wow. You went Flat Earth? Wow. Get. Big Bear, if the Earth isn't round, then why do I only get a boner from watching pornos? All right. I will claim to be a bear, however, because we're God-loving base and all we do is crush. Love to you and your family and all the awesome bears out there. I included a picture of my woman and I and my 8 beautiful children. Have a great day. Wow, this guy crushes. That's awesome. Good for you. Wow. I have so much respect for dudes with a lot of kids. It's fucking awesome. Dan Crenshaw, the one-eyed weenus.
My Big Bear, if the Earth isn't a spinning ball in the infinite void of a pedophile's science fiction imagination, then why did I get pulled over yesterday for smoking crack cocaine? Big Bear, listen. I was with you. I was with you when you went at Crowder.
Thank you for the super chat. So much legit laughing out loud. Yes, I'm very funny, despite what they say about me. The Sun, Moon, Zodiac Clap app. Yeah, it's a great app. And it sends you videos and updates and stuff. He's great. Like the jam I did yesterday to the Kennedy speech, he already put up. You know what Nick would hate if you never talked about him again? Man, you know what? You're in a timeout. Want to know what I hate? When people tell me how to handle my business, nigga.
I was just trying to destroy your connection to the eternal God of the heavens.
You want to know why they want you to think you're in a ball? Because there's no up. No one's figured that out? If you're on a ball, you can't look up. Everything is relative. The theory of relativity. E equals MC squared. Einstein equals marry cousin twice. That's right. He married his cousin. All right. If you're on a ball, there's no up. You got it. This is what you need. You need to be able to say, thank you.
I don't want to go there.
I want to go there.
I don't want to go there.
I want to go there. It's very fucking simple. I find that you can't properly have an oriented faith unless there's an up and a down. It's that fucking simple and stupid. God.
The devil.
God. Well,
it's all relative. If you're in Australia and you're looking down, you're actually looking at God.
That's so fucking stupid. I hate when I get a timeout. Yeah, well, you'll get another one if you keep running your mouth. I don't think God is really up. He's inside. You sound like a homosexual. Stop saying the word inside. Gravity is a stupid word. Yes, it is. It's very stupid. It doesn't mean anything. There's no such... No one can measure gravity. And guess when... see, this is when encoding becomes so real. It's like Isaac Newton. Do you know when he discovered gravity? 1666. How? An apple fell on his head. Nothing. It's all just one big coinkydink. That in 1666, an apple falls on a man's head and he comes up with a new idea that's nonsense, that will entrap someone as a mind weapon. Okay. Apple? Nothing?
Well, big man, I was with you when you became a Christian. But if you apply Christian knowledge to real events, I have to say goodbye to you, sir. I mean, what does an apple and the number of the beast have to do with anything evil? I mean, listen, being a Christian means giving your money to Israel. That's it. And watching pornos when you're alone.
Jesus nail gun joke, very funny. The fruit of knowledge. You can't spell gravity without gravy. That's hilarious. Newton did not believe in gravity. It doesn't. It's the story, guys. The story. Dude, I don't know if Newton existed. Shakespeare didn't exist. Shakespeare was the creation of the beacon. What was the name of that society? I don't know. Doesn't matter. How dare you ruin my gravity? I got gravity gravy. Yeah, Big Lie always has a silly nonsense story. Always. Always, always, always. It's a way to signal that it's stupid.
So an apple fell on his head in 1666, and that's when he knew there was a nonsense invisible force called gravity that no one could ever prove. How dare you, Big Bear?
Shakespeare was black? No. Or else it would have been like, what a... Is that a bike I see before mine eyes? I'm writing to thank you for all of your inspiration. You have had a huge impact on my husband and I. We faithfully watch your streams. You have a wealth of information. Thank you for sharing and opening our eyes to all the wizardry. We had been thinking about trying to get out of city life, but we live in Arizona and land is too expensive to buy and way too expensive to try and homestead. But good news is we're moving to Kentucky toward the end of February. We're going to purchase land and start our little farm. We are so excited to get started. Great. Love it. Every stream, we hope to hear Amy is pregnant. Me too. We love your bear merchandise. I've purchased my husband the Got Logos shirt and the Logos Rising shirt. We also were fortunate to get a grill apron. We have mugs on order. Is there any way we can get some ladies' bear stuff, like a baking apron or shirts? There are lots of ladies that watch. I'm sure it would be a hit. Much Logos, Josh and Diane. Could I be verified as either Grassroots Bear or Bluegrass Bear? Welcome, Grassroots Bear. And my husband would like to be verified as Kentucky Long Bear. Nice. Kentucky Long Bear. Yeah, it's about the long rifle. He is 23 Rogans tall. He sounds like a champion. Make those babies. Time to make them babies. All right. If Shakespeare was black, it would have been A Midsummer's Night Burglary. That'd be a whole theme if Shakespeare was black. It'd be called Twelfth Night in Prison. It'd be called Crunk Lear. Wow, I'm so fucking funny. It's crazy. It'd be called Taming of the Bike. Wow, I'm just crushing here. It'd be called, I don't fucking know. You guys get it. 12th Bike. Yeah. Big laughs. Big laughs. A Midsummer's Night Bike. We was King Lear. That's a good one. Camel Thoughts. Romeo and Shaniqua. That's a good one. Taming of the Jew? Yeah, but the blacks don't really tame the Jew. It's actually quite the opposite. To steal or not to steal? That is the question. And I always say steal. What a tangled web we weave. when we sell crack. Taming of the Schwinn. Good one, Overbear. Othello would be an autobiography. That's funny. Fuck, that's funny. Yeah. The Merchant of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. The Merchant of Venice, California. And it's all about crack. Juliet and Baby Daddy. That's funny. Taming by the Jew. A story of the NAACP. Much Ado About Nothing. A story about welfare. Hamlet and Watermelon. More crunk on Venice Beach. Mercutio. Nigga, what? Macbeth, Mac-11 death. Hang on, what's Macbeth? I don't know. Who cares? You guys get it. Last letter. Much love to Amy and the boys. I love your antennas. Thank you for the truth. Thank you for being a big bear part of my awakening. If it wasn't for you, I would still be asleep. God bless. Keep crushing. Thank you. All right. Anything you guys want to talk about before I get out of here? King Queer. A pound of weed. Ham and Cheeselet. Macbeth and Goldie. Homeo and Juliet. McBike. That's hysterical. Lil Romeo and La Juliet. You guys are on a roll on this one. This is what you guys are into. Rufus and Shaniqua. A story of premarital sex. Maiming of the Jew. A story of Brooklyn hate crime. A Tale of Two Ghettos. That's a different author. But that's still funny. Much Ado About Jamal. The Shaming of the True. Wow, Tom, that was really intense. King Malt Beer. Lady McTheft. Romeo just wants his high tops. Yeah, Marcellus, Marcellus, wherefore art thou Marcellus? Is that a bike I see before mine eyes? Homeo and Schwinn. Henry the AIDS. That's a good one, Sammy. I was trying to think of what Henry the Eighth would be. It's a really good one. Diddler on the Roof. That was actually directed by a guy named Jewson, who claimed he wasn't, or Jewison, and he claimed he wasn't a Jew. So stupid. They're so fucking annoying. Like, they just have to make everything twisted and bent. Like, Fiddler on the Roof was directed by a guy named Jewison, which means son of Jew, and he made sure to tell the world he was not a Jew. Unreal. All right. Guys, hit those Rogans up. Become members. Want to be a member? Because when we put this on private, you can still watch it if you're a 12th bike. That's great. McGravity. Henry sold me an eighth. That's a good one. Henry sold me an eighth. Henry the Eighth of Weed is a good one. Because if it's like Henry the Eighth of Weed, that's a good one. Mick Bike Thief. Rashida and Julius. All will run his hand. But hark no light, there yonder window, break it. That's great. I'm late, but Newton was a known alchemist, probably high level. I don't even know if the dude existed. His life sounds insane. But whoever created him, if he didn't exist, were also very intelligent. But Newton, you know, it's just the symbolism is so fucked. 1666, an apple falls on his head, and he says, gravity. No, I'm not buying. I don't accept that. I don't accept that. We was Kangs. The Merchant of Compton. Good one, A.R. Ortiz. Hamlet Korean Barbecue. Marshawn of Venice Beach. God, this is great. Even if you're a bike thief, you have to be laughing at this. Much Ado About NASA. No, it's about blacks. Much Ado About Parole. Much Ado About, yeah, Midsummer's Night Weave. All the World's a Hood. A Bike by Any Other Owner. Othello Jones. Kang Lear. This is great. Grablet. Anthony and Cleopatra Took a Bicycle. Much Ado About Tyrone. A Midsummer's Night Liquor Store Heist. 1240. The Taming of the Jew. No, see, but the Jew tamed them. We Were Kangs. Midsummer's Night Bike Theft might be the funniest one. And Kang Lear. And Henry VIII of Weed. Titus is a hard one. A Sprinter's Tale. The Two Bike Brothers of Compton. McLovin. Much Ado About Child Support. Those are all great. Okay, guys. Unauthorized.tv. Unbearablesmerchandise.com. Hit those Rogans up. Support each other. Follow Mountain Bear, Anchor Bear, Owen Benjamin, Gravy, Owen Benjamin, Bear Cave, all of it. I'm not Owen Benjamin. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Much love. Thanks for everybody who sent me Super Chats. You can send me one at P.O. Box 727 Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. Because I'm still not turning my digital Super Chats back on. I learned my lesson. I don't want them to have 30% of your hard-earned money. And also, fuck them. But the members are good because it makes this a commercially viable channel and less likely to be deleted. And also, it can give us better legal grounds if they do. Because unlike some of these other fags, I don't want to lose. I don't know why these people want to lose. They're just like, do you want to fight? And they're like, nah, I'm just going to make another video. It's unreal. It's like the enemy is not very strong. The enemy relies completely on apathy. Completely on appetite and apathy. All right. Much love, everybody. Be fruitful and multiply. Don't be fruity and blow a guy. That's what Nick Fuentes does.